Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Rupert Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RUP, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RUPRF. Chad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, James Withall. Now, James, we've been chatting for actually quite a while here as the company continued to release drill results. And just on Monday, September 13th, we received the maiden resource from the company's Potavara project in Finland. This maiden resource coming out at just short of 4 million ounces of gold, grading 2.5 grams per ton gold. Couple things to note here is that, again, this is the maiden resource, and the timeline from the discovery hole to this almost 4 million ounces was less than 18 months. Now, a couple other aspects that are within that news release is that the resource is based on 36,000 meters of drilling. That was cut off at the end of June. The company continues to drill, so we'll get into some of that near-term growth potential. But James, just give us an overview. This resource, almost 4 million ounces, how did it fit into the company's expectations? What other information can you give us about this resource, please?
Yeah, okay, so thanks, Corey. Hi, everyone. Look, it was, we set out to find a multi-million ounce resource, but also a really high quality one. And this is absolutely, for us, we feel that's really delivered on it. The grade of this resource, 2.5 grams, is well above the average that you'll see coming out in the market. And just as you pointed out, the fact that we've been able to pull this together in 18 months or just under 18 months, and that's really testament to the deposit itself. It's this large, big, cohesive deposit. We've been doing those, as you guys have been listening to these reports we've been putting out, some really long intercepts, plus 100 meters at 5 grams is not uncommon from this resource. And this resource just shows how consistent it is, the mineralized it is through. But obviously, when you look at it as total resource, the more, actually what's interesting with this, the more of those infill and those other holes we do, higher grades than the resource grade, that's steadily building and actually increasing the resource grade through time. So yeah, this is the sort of baseline for the company and a great place to start at a brand new discovery in such a short period of time. And there's a lot more to come as we continue to infill it and expand it. It's a data constrained resource right now. We haven't 100% of the holes have hit mineralization so far. As you said, we're now sort of well past this stage. This was a cutoff in June, and actually most of the drilling was sort of May time, assay cutoff in June. So now we've had, another three months of drilling that's been ongoing there. So yeah, watch the space for more news flow and the potential for it to grow.
Let's quickly talk about grade here, because this resource is broken up into an open pit and underground scenario. The open pit is comprising a little over 2.5 million ounces, average grade of 2.6 grams per ton gold with a cutoff grade of 0.6 grams per ton. The underground component, that's coming in at about 1.4 million ounces, and that average grade 2.4 grams per ton with a cutoff of 1.2 grams per ton. Take us through the grade components here and any noteworthy aspects of this, please.
Okay, so the key way we presented this pretty conservatively. So we used a low gold price, a long-term consensus gold price of $1,430. We've used modest recovery, 92%, and we've used building up our break-even costs, the cutoff costs. We've been building those up with conservative cost estimates as well. So there's the way we looked at the deposit, actually, we looked at it multiple ways. This deposit's got a huge amount of flexibility in it, geological flexibility and in the way that deposit is built. So you could mine it all by open pit, you could mine it all by underground, or you can look at it in this way. But actually, if you look at the information we put out, if you actually just look at a 1 gram cutoff throughout, you still have 3.9 million ounces and the grade's about 2.5 grams. So nothing really changes. So it's just a very robust resource.
Well, we had mentioned off mic before we started recording that with these resource estimates, they're always a snapshot in time. And as you mentioned just a few seconds ago, you've already had several more months of great drilling results. Bring everybody up to speed on how much drilling is still ongoing on continuing to push out the project. It mentioned in the press release another 15 to 20,000 meters of additional drilling is recommended, but just bring us up to speed on how much drilling you've done since this resource estimate and how much more you're still going to do.
Yeah, so there's about 36,000 meters in the resource estimate. We're already at 40,000 meters at the moment, and that drilling is for the last few months has been, some of it's been beyond Ikkari, but most of it's there's certainly another 4,000, yeah, almost 4,000 meters at Ikkari done since then. And I think we plan to drill another 28,000 meters this year and 60,000 meters odd next year. And yes, while we require 20,000 meters to actually upgrade a component of this to indicated category, we'll be doing a fair bit more drilling than that at Ikkari. I mean, I'd take our, you know, simply put, there's 90,000 meters of drilling plan between now and the end of next year, and probably maybe 60% of that is going to be at Ikkari, both in expansion and infill. So that's there's a lot of drilling to go. And we put out some results with the resource. And, you know, some of the infill was another 122 meters at 5.4. In that hole, there's another, you know, 7 meters at 10 grams as well. So there's like a really great intercept outside of that as well. But we also put out a new hole about 350 meters below the current resource, which goes to about 450 meters, you know, with another decent intercept right at depth. So the system's still wide open, hence why we're allocating quite a lot of drilling to it over the next 18 months.
So, James, what are you most excited about, or where do you think some of that or the biggest growth could come from in this upcoming drilling? Is it the infill drilling to maybe bring up the average grade, or is it some of the step-out drilling to grow the overall resource?
Yeah, if people sort of look on the website or go to the decks, we haven't done a lot of drilling meters below about 300 meters, so the resource isn't that well informed at depth, so yeah, bringing up the grade at depth and understanding that better is absolutely key. Potentially, we'll have an uplift in overall grade as we do more and more infill. The deep component is certainly there to be tested. But also, we actually added 150 meters of strike almost in this recent drilling, a little bit on each end. So, it still doesn't seem to still struggling to find the limits here. So it's a good place to be. So we're pretty excited. I mean, we're very excited about Ikkari. And I actually went to site for one of the first times in ages last month to record some video footage that we've been using and spend some time with the team. And the team are just so excited. You know, it's a great experience for some of these young geos to be involved in this, but to see them, you know, absolutely revved up and like, right, where are we going next?
Yeah, and speaking of new exploration and, you know, getting excited about other drill targets, I know that Ikkari isn't the only card you have up your sleeves. There's some other regional targets you're looking at. Maybe speak to us about some of the other regional exploration that's also planned for the company.
Yeah, so you know, as we said, 40% of our drilling is going to carry on doing regional work, and that includes drilling out things like Haina Central and Haina South, which we've put news out over the time, but they're all bodies that are within like a kilometer of Ikkari. So you just call them satellites effectively to that. So they're starting to come together and you'll see news flow of that. And we would hope, we said in our news releases that we're going to, you know, get towards a PEA for next year. I'd like to have those extra satellites drilled up and ready to be incorporated into that. There's other targets that, you know, we haven't been talking about much because the market's very focused on Ikkari, and that's rightly so. But there's still plenty of other targets in the wings. And not forgetting that we do own this mine, part of Ara, and we'll be putting out an updated resource on that before the end of the year as well. So, you know, last resource on that was about 474,000 ounces. So let's see what that gets to and how that fits into the you know, development of this, of, you know, the part of Ara project or the Rupert Lapland project as a whole.
So then, James, as you continue to drill this out and look to expand on the resource, also look at these other areas, when can we expect, say, an updated resource or even further de-risking the project with the PEA?
So the plan would be to get to a PEA stage in mid-22, so mid-next year. That would come with a new resource. Maybe the resource precedes it. We haven't decided exactly. It just depends on the timing of assays, most likely at the end of the winter season because we drill all year round here. So it'll just be on that. But yeah, that'll be the next the resource update regardless summer next year as well. So yeah, but it won't just be importantly it won't just be ICRI, it will be, you know, other things as well. And who knows, we are just starting to explore a brand new bit of the license that we just of our land package called Yezio, and you know, we'll see what comes from that. We have a very good method, so we'll keep on pushing on.
Well, James, just remind everybody what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and what the budget is for the balance of the year on the exploration.
So we have about 55 million Canadian dollars in the treasury. So the company is very well funded. We have another 11.5 million in warrants that should probably come in at the beginning of 2022. So spend rate is in the order of 2 to 2.5 million a month. So yeah, the company's well funded through this year and next year and well into 2023. With the funds that we have right now. And so that's PEA, drilling, potentially taking it all the way to PFS with those funds that we have available.
All right, James, we'll wrap it up here. Look, very nice resource that came out. Thank you for updating us on some of the nuances within that resource. And one thing to consider that we harped on here is that a lot of drilling still to come. So a lot of growth avenues and some of these new targets. They sound interesting too. We have touched on a couple of them, but in future interviews, we will follow up and get a little bit more information on what else could be on this Pathavara project. If anybody has any further questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. James, keep us up to date on future news. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, everyone. Cheers.